Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The conversation around the United States and South Africa, the intelligence briefing, the reaction to it last week has become very, very interesting. And there was no doubt that a lot of stress has developed between the South Africans and the Americans over the fact that the Americans announced the terror threat in South Africa and not the South African government. What is that relationship looking like now, and what is likely to happen? We wanted to catch up with Professor Andre Thomashausen, who is a professor emeritus of international law, former director of the Institute of Foreign and Comparative Law at UNISA. Professor, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Yes, good morning, Howard. Good morning, listeners.
So it's a very interesting case because clearly the Americans informed the South Africans. The South Africans decided there wasn't enough evidence for them to announce it, and the Americans decided to go ahead in order to protect their citizens and made the announcement. That puts everybody in quite an uncomfortable position.
Well, it came as a surprise. Anyone on Twitter or in the news media reading such a sudden and a bit ominous alert without any details will be a bit frightened and will be even panicked. So, and by implication, if the foreign embassy makes such an announcement against the South African authorities not having said anything, then obviously the implication is the South Africans don't know or don't care, and it's the foreigners who are informed and who are concerned about the safety of their citizens and, of course, other civilians. So over a short time, then on Thursday, Graham Oskin and his colleague in the Times Online, to the Daily News of the Sunday Times, they did some background investigation, and they found that what in fact had happened is that over many weeks, the Hawk, with their special unit of crimes against the state, had been following and covering a small group of foreigners from Africa who seemed to have been conspiring, discussing an attack, a terrorist attack in Sandton, but not directed against American installations, but rather against South African installations. Their wrath seemed to be directed against what South Africa is doing, apparently also related to South Africa's participation in the war against the Islamic uprising in the north of Mozambique in Cabo Delgado.
Yes.
So when the South Africans duly informed the American liaison people at the embassy that they were conducting such an operation, it appears that the Americans jumped the gun, announced it to the public, thereby frustrating the whole South African operation, because now, of course, the suspects were warned and abandoned whatever plans they may have had. On a fair side, one might reason that the Americans acted responsibly because they might have said, we don't want to be the target in a sting operation. We don't want these people coming in their cars, maybe loaded with dynamite, with South African police following them, hoping to apprehend them. What if something goes wrong? If the South African police, runs out of petrol and can't apprehend them, and then something is blown up and a lot of people might get hurt. So there we are. It's a bit of a storm in a teacup, because the cooperation between American and South African law enforcement has always been very, very close, and it's still good. Only yesterday, a major drug bust was achieved in a joint FBI South African operation right here in South Africa. The influence of the Americans here is quite decisive. They're able, for instance, to stop any Russian aircraft from being refueled in South Africa. We had a large cargo plane not long ago that had to divert to Maputo to be able to refuel. And we can read yesterday and today that the planned docking of a large super yacht from a Russian wealthy businessman in Cape Town has just been forbidden to yield to the American pleas that South Africa should not support Russia.
Right. So there is a lot of very positive cooperation. And although that said, the South Africans, the president saying, you know, this is quite unfortunate, COCO saying that, you know, there isn't a threat. And this is the South Africans, definitely reading between the lines, seem to have had their noses slightly out of joint over this.
Well, it is a long-standing relationship, and it's difficult to undo very long-standing.
Right. No, I'm not suggesting that it's irreparably damaged, not at all. Clearly, this was a little bit of a bump in the road in terms of this relationship.
Sure, but, you know, humans fail every now and then, and I guess the U.S. Embassy and their new ambassador maybe overreacted, maybe didn't consult with their head office. And so they jumped the gun. They did something like a knee-jerk reaction, out of concern. And, of course, it's not pleasing for a host government, especially when there is regular, probably daily communication, to suddenly find something in the press. Why wasn't it raised in the normal communication channels? We, the Americans, we don't agree with your strategy of allowing these people with their explosives to come anywhere near our concert in Johannesburg, only just because you want to apprehend them sort of whilst they are beginning to commit the crime, so that prosecution becomes a bit easier. But that could have been done like it would be amongst friends.
Absolutely.
in a discreet and in a thematic fashion. So now it has happened. I don't think it will have a lasting
impact
on the relations. The relations are, you know, unfortunately, in a way, they go way back to the 1970s when America decided that South Africa, apartheid South Africa, should be a key piece in the global fight against communism. And the French then, and the military and intelligence support from America to apartheid South Africa was enormous. It was
right.
The U.S. who basically drove South Africa into the war in Angola.
Yes.
And where another proxy war, where thousands of South African soldiers lost their lives, not actually having any business in Angola or any actual direct interest in Angola. It was to fight the then Soviet Union on the territory of that country. Those old relations, they won't be undone so quickly. And yes, in the new South Africa, we are more critical. We want to be neutral. We want to be non-aligned.
Right.
We don't want to take sides in conflicts that actually have nothing to do with us.
Absolutely, Professor Andre Thomashausen, who's a Professor Emeritus of International Law and former Director of the Institute of Foreign and Comparative Law at UNISA, giving us a different and interesting perspective on this event, which he has called a storm in a teacup. And I would imagine is very much the case that in no time at all, the relationship between the two countries will settle down.